The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, I have something a little different today to do with you. Rather than giving a little talk, if you're willing to go along after your silent time to participate, I have a question for you. Can you convince me that it's important to be tense? What are really good arguments for why you shouldn't be relaxed? Because I suspect some of you are not always relaxed. Some of you occasionally get tense and just happily, merrily go along with it as if that's the way it should be. So you must have good reasons for it. So not only do I want to hear the good reasons, I'd like to see if you can convince me, because maybe I'm kind of, you know, need to improve a little bit. Maybe I'm missing out on some important part of life. Be more tense and... Yes, the back. The green light. Green light gets pushed.
Because I'm under attack and I need to protect myself, and the more tense I am, the more I can invest in that armor.
Doesn't convince me very much because I go to my 10-year-old son's Aikido class, and I watch them teach the kids that you respond to the attacker so much better when you're relaxed. So that didn't do it. But thank you for offering that. Oh, if you're too relaxed, you'll forget to do something really important. Oh, I see. But I've been really tense in the distant past, and I forgot what I had to do. And sometimes I've remembered what I had to do, but then I didn't notice the important things. So I don't know if that's... It doesn't quite do it. Try again? No? Okay, let's...
Well, when I'm tense, it gives me an opportunity to see what's making me tense.
Ah, that's interesting. So I should be more tense. I should figure out how to be tense so I can learn what it's like, why I'm being tense.
Well, when you are tense, it gives you an opportunity to see. When I'm tense, it gives me an opportunity to see what's happening with me.
Ah.
Since I'm tense a lot, it's...
I see. So if you're going to be tense anyway, then it's important to be tense so you can study it.
You get to know it. What's going on there.
Yeah. I mean. So if you're tense, going to be tense a lot anyway, don't be quick to overcome it. Stay tense so you can learn.
Try to learn something about what the tension is about.
Oh, that's really good. I like that. But it doesn't convince me to lose my... relaxation. But next time I get tense, I'll remember that then.
Let's see. If feeling tense, the feeling of tense allows you to also know what it's like to not have tension and be relaxed. So if you never felt tension, how would you know what relaxation is?
Would you need to know?
You might.
Really, why?
What if you're always relaxed forever? Would you even know you were relaxed if you never felt tension?
Maybe you don't need to know.
Maybe you don't need to know.
I don't know. I think I need to know.
You need to know that you're... But that doesn't convince me that I have to let go of my relaxed state.
Do you remember isometrics? It's a way of strengthening your muscles.
Yes.
You hold them real tense.
Uh-huh.
And then you let them go.
Ah.
So that's a reason to be tense. You're strengthening your muscles.
Oh. Yeah, that seems okay. Next time I go to the gym, I'll remember this. So physical, so now we're talking about physical tension. That's for the purposes of physical improvement. Okay.
So I have a close friend in New York, where I grew up, and he claims everybody out here is stupid. They come out here and get stupid because they relax. there's many people there, including myself, although I'm not there anymore, that believe if you relax too much, you'll get run over by a car in the streets there. And that people take advantage of you, and that you get in everybody's way.
So it sounds like people are confusing being relaxed with being stupid. And I don't see there's a necessary connection. I've seen that some of the most wonderful insights, understandings, and that I've had in my life have not come when I'm tense, but have come when I'm relaxed. I've needed to be relaxed, so I'm engaged with some kind of process. And then maybe it's a little bit, maybe I'm a little bit tense, but working on something, and then I go for a long walk, and during the walk I relax, and something pops up, some understanding. So I think being relaxed. I don't know if I'd want to give up being relaxed so that some promise of being more intelligent if you're tense. Tense and unhappy instead of relaxed. And so in the back there, Peter.
So Arthur nearly said what I was going to say, but he didn't quite get there. So I'm drowsily relaxed, and I'm crossing the street. And I look up, and I see I'm about to be hit by a truck. Then I will experience instantaneous tension, which will help me spring out of its way.
Yeah, but that's not a tension you're doing, like choosing. That's the kind of instincts operating.
It's still tension.
Yeah, but it's you're not choosing, you're not thinking ahead, I think this is a good time to be tense. You don't have time to make that the choice.
That's true, there is no choice.
There's an instinct. So I'm looking for the choice around why I should give up my relaxation and green light.
So if you want to be completely single focused, rigid, contracted, unaware of your surroundings, unable to see others' needs,
mm-hmm.
I think tension is really good.
Oh. and when do I want to be completely rigid and unaware of my surroundings and not connected and not know what I'm feeling or thinking? When is there time for that?
I don't want to do that myself. I'm just posing an argument.
Oh, I see. Yeah, maybe there. One of the things I was thinking of talking about if I gave a talk was something about how there's always a time for something. It's not always one way, so maybe sometimes it's appropriate what you're saying, but yes, Tal has something.
I have two ideas.
Yes.
If you're about to be physically hit, so like a boxer, you want to strengthen your abs so that it protects your organs,
uh-huh.
So you want to tighten that part of your body to protect you from a hit.
Uh-huh.
And I guess when kids are little, when things are so emotionally traumatic, they kind of need to, there's that disassociating and going away, because otherwise the emotional intensity would be so much that they're, you know, they would be overwhelmed. So there's some way of protecting ourselves, coping when otherwise there would be physical or emotional harm.
So the idea that with trauma or abuse, that sometimes tightening up and being tense is a way of self-protection. But it still doesn't convince me that I should get tense. Unless you're planning to beat me up.
This is probably typical of a philosopher's scenario. So I'm in a well-paid psychological experiment where they're going to test me for the effects of tension on my physiological side. And so I have good reason to be tense then.
Oh, I see. And how much are you paying me? I'll consider it for the right price to have a little tension.
Is it on? Someone comes to see you, and because they're feeling so different and alone, and there's something wrong with them. And they're aching to know that they're not the only ones who have felt tension in their life. They want empathy.
So you want to show them some tension. You want to kind of muster some up. And
They need to know that they're not alone in the universe as the single most tense person. And they need to know that you as a teacher have also experienced something called tension.
Well, the one thing that I've in the past certainly had lots of tension, but you're telling me that, but maybe I should, is there a reason to get tense now?
You can muster it for convincing.
A little mustering, so they kind of feel a little bit like met and seen, and then they can relax maybe because they feel like we're all in this boat
and
together.
At the same time, both are sharing neurons and letting go.
I kind of like that. I mean, it's sometimes teachers will change how they sit, for example, in meeting with people, because and kind of match the way person's tense and sitting upright. Maybe the teacher will sit upright too, just to meet them there. And if someone comes in and slouches, sometimes in order to help, kind of the teacher will sit back, and maybe. Okay.
Well, my tension helps me to revisit my childhood, because my mother was a very hard taskmaster, and I go back and I recall that. And it helps me to understand my tension. And then, thank goodness for the things that I do now, I'm learning to relax more.
I see. So your tension that you, or when you do get tense, it's kind of like what she said earlier about how when you get tense, it helps you to understand the roots of the tension by remembering what happened to you as a child.
Yes.
And when you remember what happened to you as a child, that understands even better what's going on. It helps you then to be more relaxed in the future.
Yes. So I get in touch with that.
No? So then have you intentionally kind of made yourself tense so you can revisit the past?
No, tension just happens.
And then you look at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great. So this again, so it's not a reason to give up your relaxed state, but this idea that when you do get tense, it's an opportune time to look more deeply. And one of the things that helps you is that it helps you to look back. It resonates with your history and your childhood. And that's, and seeing that has helped you to understand the roots of it.
Yes.
Great. Okay, that's nice. So let's see, maybe one more here. Maybe Fiona. There's...
It just occurred, that...
Is it on?
The
light's on. Yeah, a little closer then.
Is it? Okay. The tension, I think having it and then seeing it, it's not to maybe invite it, but as it arises, whether it's just around thinking tension or bodily tension, to be aware of it so that when it goes, you see the release.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you may not invite it, but if you don't acknowledge it, and actually truly see it, then, right. then there's no really seeing when the release happens too.
So again, it's kind of similar to some of the other ones, that if it's already there, if it's present, then it's useful to get to know it and look at it, and there's value, and you can see the release and see the difference. Yeah. So that's good. I like this a lot, this kind of point of view. But one of the things that was particularly interesting for me was this issue of, if you're somewhat relaxed already, why would you give it up? Why would you choose to get tense, or why would you take on tension if you don't have to? And what are the justification for that? What are the beliefs? And I think that I appreciate what everybody said, and I think it's a useful exercise is to consider, when you find yourself tense, or is to consider, what are you believing? Because I think behind, I mean, it might not be conscious, but behind every tension is a belief that it's meaningful and important to get tense, that you're better off being tense. So somehow you're taking care of yourself better, you're protecting yourself better. Something, otherwise, why would we wouldn't do it, right? It has a purpose, or an attempted purpose. So, but what if we question that purpose, question the beliefs behind it? And I think many people, it never occurs to many people to do that. They're just taken for granted. This is how it is. So what I hope is that the asking the question today and getting your wonderful answers encourage each of you to look more deeply and to understand and question what's going on for you. That might cause you to sacrifice your ease, sacrifice your well-being. So we need to stop. So we have our time for our cleaning. I have a couple of tasks that, a few tasks that